Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee.
Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday, where we not only play the slow music, but we just play sexy. Look, I don't fuck it all up. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy music right here. I'm DJ E Monster. I got some of my calls. They're going to check in with us in just a minute. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the move right quick. And as a DJ, you should already know I'm a...
You know what? I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Don't forget you can come see me at the Hat Trick tonight. But for now, just go ahead, kick back, relax. I know y'all getting ready for Empire.
Now, baby, I just want to take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. Baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna
Yeah. DJ E Monster, I'm just setting the mood, you dig? So, hey, I heard a chicka chicka come in the building. That's Stallion Baltimore. We're going to open up the line and see what you got going on right after this. This right here is Jay Sane. This one's called Headboard Killer. Okay, let's see what this motherfucker talking about.
I don't need nothing from her. She don't need nothing from me, no. I got her hooked like a drug. She just want more of this love. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer. She can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer. Yeah, yeah. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she just wants some more of this love. Sex game got her floating. Bell Biv DeVoe, I got that poison. She know I'm the plug, she just wants some more of this love. Yeah. I'm a favorite rap singer. Leaking like a faucet, how I leave her. If I slap, then you know it's over. One more hit, she in a coma. Yeah, yeah. She know what I'm slanging. Run up, green light like I'm banging. I keep it 100 and she know I ain't playing no more.
If you with it, that don't make you uh-oh.
R.I.P. to the friend zone. When I go deep in the end zone, I don't need nothing from her. She don't need nothing from me, no. I got her hooked like a drug. She just want more of this love. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, yeah, yeah. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she just wants some more of this love.
Yo, I stack my money to the top floor. The new Chanel bag, let a cop for it. But she gets nutter if she act up. 52 girls in the coupe, tell them lap up. I'm grown, I don't do blind dates. My girl say you thirsty, better hydrate. Some niggas put pussy on a pedestal. Went on 10 days, still ain't hit it, bro. Couldn't be my life. I leave the pussy looking like it got sideswiped. But I know she fucking for a check. Thomas Edison on my neck. That's a light show, no nitro. But it's 4th of July, wanna pipe, yo. Took all my girls independent. I'm the dealer, I give her that minute.
I don't need nothing from her. She don't need nothing from me, no. I got her hooked like a drug. She just want more of this love. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer. She can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, yeah. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she just wants some more of this love. I'll be your 911, bedroom emergency. Fly through and get the job done. Headboard alright. I'll be your 911, bedroom emergency. Fly through and get the job done. Headboard alright. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, yeah. She know I'm the dealer. Headboard killer, she just wants some more of this love.
Oh yeah. She
know I'm the dealer.
Yeah. Okay. Killer, killer. Headboard Killer Monsters Radio. It's not all flow, but it's definitely sexy. You dig? So, all right, Wet Wet Wednesday. We got the lady of the hour. What's good, Miss Shuka Shuka? Shuka Shuka. Sweetness herself.
What's up?
Stallion Baltimore.
Hold on. What's up? Look, I'm trying to get off the speaker before I get in trouble. Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, damn.
What up? I know, right? Where's Khalifa? What is up, Monsters World? What's up, Monsters Boss? Glad to be here with Wednesday, one of the sexiest days on Monsters Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's a sexy
right.
voice.
That's right. So, you know, nothing much, you know, just setting a little sexy groove around here, you know, trying to make it do what it do.
I got caught up in doing
everything you know, I'm DJing tonight, all this stuff going on, you know what I mean? I ain't have time to come up with a topic for tonight. So I don't know what sexy topic we going to talk about tonight.
I know. Look, I'm thinking of one, too, because I ain't know. First, I was like, okay, well, boss got to work tonight, so I might not have to go to work myself. So I ain't think of one either, but, you know, it's plenty of sexy topics out there. Give me a minute. I will think of one, because you definitely, that music you be having going on will put it in my head. Definitely. Right.
Okay. All right. Well,
where's Jay Dirty?
No,
Jay Dirty!
Look,
I'm
cussing about. Look. What's up,
Dirty? Can't call it, man. What's happening with you, bro?
Nothing much. Now, usually on talk radio, you dig, we got people that call in and call people out. You know what I mean? It's very rarely that you'll find a host that'll call out. You know what I mean? One of the people that call in. I'm just saying the love for you, stick around here, bro. But what's going on?
I love that shit.
Wednesday.
I love that, bro. And I'm gonna have to get a restraining order on Stallion. You hear me? But I love you, baby.
Right. if I had a picture of you, you probably would have been on my MCW for the day. Old E Monster was. He was on my MC. He was my man. Crush Wednesday.
Hey, I don't crush nothing but pussy, baby. That's all I know.
Wow.
But Dirty, don't feel bad, bro. Because hold on, I'm gonna let you answer your question. Don't feel bad, Dirty. Don't feel bad that you was not in her what we'll say man's.
I ain't tripping at all.
It wasn't no man crush. I was in it, though.
I don't give a damn about nothing
work
on the internet, though. Hey, she got to show me I'm a crush a person. I don't give a fuck what she's talking about on the internet.
I'm just saying, it wasn't nothing special because it was like 9 other motherfuckers in it, too. I mean, damn.
I know the game, yeah, they be trying to make you feel special.
No,
we know the game, baby.
Like
yeah,
that.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
so go ahead.
It was
me giving salute to all the talented men that I am around or that support what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? That have taught me a lot, that have done a lot for me as far as in the entertainment industry and the movement that I have going. And I just wanted to let all of them know that I really appreciate it. And it's actually more than that. You know what I'm saying? But those are the main ones, you know, that I appreciate. And, you know, I appreciate my monstrous boss to the motherfucking fullest, because I wouldn't have a lot of the, as most people call it, the little celebrity status that I do have if it wasn't for Monstrous Radio. So sometimes you just got to say, you know what, this is what's up.
Hey,
and they always sick.
Yeah.
That was you. You know what I'm saying? He just like a beast. It's like, damn.
I was just saying.
I think about 5 females called him out.
I would say, don't be trying to kiss my butt, but I ain't got no butt, so don't be kissing up my back. It is what it is. Shout out. You ain't had the man crush us all. I mean, damn. You sound like a man crush groupie around this.
Damn,
year.
Bro.
It is what it is. So, what's that question you were
it
talking about, Mama? Hello.
Damn, I don't forgot now. Let me think. What is the sexiest thing that a woman can do, or the way a woman can look, that just something that you look at her and it just turns you on? You know what I'm saying? The sexiest thing that a man that makes me want to just attack your ass is cologne, the way you smell, the way you know what I'm saying, you dress, your swag. And especially, I love tattoos. Tattoos are like the sexiest thing to me. Makes the old Stallion cootie cat wet. I tell you, drive out there.
Cover. Okay. Tattoo. All right, so it's a cologne and tattoo. So Quasimodo walk up on you with some with some obsession or some aquatic deal, you dig, and a big cat on his back is going down.
No, no.
So it's, okay, all right. But I understand what you're saying, though. I understand what you're saying, though. I mean, do you got a trigger, you dig, for something that you might like that catch your interest? You dig, Barry J. Dirty, that a woman might have on, or, you know, just something about a woman that catches your attention, that makes you a little more interested. Can y'all hear me? Hello. All right. I don't know if people can hear me, so we're just going to jump into some music. We'll be right back.
Hello, world. You understand? I want to introduce our young president, Killer B.
Everything I told you, I should have took that right to the grave.
Rich girl, rich girl, rich girl.
Now you like I hate you. Yeah. Look at this mess I made.
So, hey, we got one more track to run through, and we're going to bring it back. Check it out. This is Mike Del Col with called Nothing But a Town. Wet, wet Wednesday. That cool wind music helps you get the mood. And always run it back at 2 a.m. I'm just saying. Just nasty.
I like it when you get your hair done. I'll fancy up and then
I got you now.
Yeah, you got me now.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And that damn song right there was fucking so sexy.
Oh, huh. Yeah, Mike.
You can't take Mike your eyes.
Make
you can't
sure
take, can't take your eyes off me. You can't take your eyes off me, huh? I'm just saying.
Make sure y'all look up Mike Del Cole. He's got a nice album out right now. I'm just saying, if you can catch him performing, he's got a nice performance. He has kind of like that 80s type feel, but new today, where, you know, he's singing to the lady. You dig? I'm just saying. Oh, wee. So, all right. So we're going to get back to what you was talking about. Tell the people again what you're discussing, what we're talking about, Wet Wednesday.
What I asked was, what is about the opposite sex? Is the sexiest thing that a woman or a man can do, or is it something that the way they look? Like some women like the big beard, the big Rick Ross beard. They think that is sexy. Why? I don't know. But it's all about what's
right.
Sexy to you. Some men think that the hair that goes down a woman's stomach right there below the belly is very sexy.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's all about what's sexy to you. What's sexy to you, Monster's Boss?
Right. Let's see. What do I think that's sexy? I like it when I meet a woman and she got a big ass hump of fat on her back. I'm just talking about right between her shoulders and her neck, that big, big fat hump back neck. Yeah, I like that. No, I'm fucking with you. to me, really, something that turns me out, because, I mean, I've been a lot of places touring, doing what I do, being out there, you know, on the road. I've seen a lot of beautiful women. I'm not going to stunt. I've seen something that just make you go, oh, thank you, Lord. Please just talk to me. Disrespect me, something. Just acknowledge my existence. But to me, it kind of intellect, you know what I mean? If she says something smart, something intelligent, you know what I mean? Something that'll make me go, ooh, okay, what is he talking about? Hit me through what's going
right.
on.
That's
what kind of turns
on.
Me on. You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some pumps and a big booty is going to get my attention, but, you know, what's really going to turn me on and make me want, you know, talk to you a little more,
right.
you know, some intellect. I'm just saying. So, hey, check it out. Matter of fact, we got another person tuning in over here from Texas. We're going to try and check back with Jay Dirty here in a second. I think it's one of your homies, if I'm not mistaken. They called in last week. You weren't here, though. All right, let's see who it is. Let's see who it is. 214-336 Monsters Radio. I'm about to say Take Over Tuesday. Take It Over Wednesday. Drip, drip. No, where is it? Who we got on the line? Hello.
What's going on with it, E-Monster, Alan Yon, Baltimore? It's your boy, Peace Photography, on the deck.
I know who that is my photographer.
Right.
I know that voice anyway.
Yeah. officially a fan of. I am now an official fan of Feed Monster Radio. I'm
right
just sitting
on.
Back to some okay. games y'all playing, checking out the conversation. I thought I'd
right
chime in mm-hmm. for a bit.
What
is sexy about an opposite? Now, the topic is what is sexy about the opposite sex turns you on,
right?
The thing that does it for me is the nice toneness of a woman's leg. You know, she put on
okay.
heels and that knot in the back of the calves, that knot back there. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? She put the heels on and
right.
see the calves knotted up real nice. See the nice toneness and firmness of the thighs. Yeah, that does it for me right there, partner.
I know what he's talking about.
I think he got a little turned on just now. just talking about it. He got turned on.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. I'm doing awesome. I woke up this morning to have my cup of coffee and my blunt. I made it through the day to come to work. I don't know what I'm on time. You know what I'm saying? Like my boy say, I'm a big fan of Big Sean. Say, blessing. It's a blessing. So, keep doing it. Keep it moving. We gon' it's a movement we got going on. We gonna make this shit happen. We gonna do this shit as a team, or we ain't gonna gotta stick together. Build this fucking monstrous empire. Think about that one.
So, hey, bro, I got a question for you before we jump over to Jay Dirty and see what is about a woman that might turn him on with his old. I ain't gonna say too much because he's here. okay, now being a photographer, you dig, and me being an inspiring photographer, I'm keeping it professional. Do you ever, while taking pictures, because I always wonder this. If it ever happened to me, because I'll freak the fuck out. I'm just going to keep it 100. Do you ever be in the middle taking pictures? You might got a nice model, you dig? And all of a sudden in the middle of the photo shoot, like, damn, she's kind of sexy as a motherfucker. Yeah, and then just get the feeling some kind of way. I'm just saying. It's just a question. I'm not going to judge nobody. I'm going to pray for them, you dig? But I'm just saying. Does it ever happen during a photo shoot?
Yeah. All the time, doctor. Mm-hmm. All the time. I take pictures of some nice, beautiful women, man. And I keep it professional. And I think that's the reason why my business continues to grow and I continue to work with more people, especially females,
mm-hmm.
because they're comfortable around me. Because I keep my atmosphere comfortable when I keep it professional. You know, and I kid you not, sometimes they get undressed in front of me, you know, and I'd be like,
mm-hmm.
damn, you know, and for them, you know, my personality and my character, you know, I don't come across like I'm so attracted to them to where I lust after them. I let them know they're attractive and I also let them know, you know, to me, it's like a confidence builder, you know,
mm-hmm.
most women, when they get in front of my camera, first of all, they like to feel beautiful. You know, I take pictures of all sorts of types of women, not just the pretty ones, you know, all shapes and sizes in front of my lenses. I don't discriminate, you know, because the money's green out there, you dig? But I feel some type of way when I see them, but at the same time, you know, I keep it professional because I like to keep that continuous business coming. I don't like to make any women feel like I'm a pervert. I don't like to make them feel that I'm lusting after them. So I think
mm-hmm.
once I build up that professionalism relationship with them, that builds more confidence in them to keep coming back to me because they know I'm not going to try anything. Now if you approach me and you give me the green light and everything is cool, now it might go in a different direction. You dig? But other than that, I don't cross no boundaries. I don't cross those boundaries here because too much is at stake, man. You feel where I'm coming from? Too much is at stake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep this brand going.
Right, because I tell you, man, the models, they be super comfortable, man. They don't mind taking their clothes off in front of you. You dig? Long as you don't wig out, because I did a
exactly.
show in Atlanta before a fashion show, you dig? Like, we performed while they walked the fashion strip, right? So in the back, the models were switching their outfits off and shit, you know what I mean? And honestly, at the time, this is my first time being around real pros. I mean, yeah, I've been around some little hood rat models. Little teachers from down the street, you did?
Yeah.
Some little freaky shit, but not no real model stuff. You understand me? And they walking around just half naked, and we like, what? Do you see them kids? You dig? So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Sometimes you'll be like, okay. All right. Okay.
I'm trying to be a Truvian model.
Okay.
What's up?
You going to make that happen with those big toes? We don't have to get a 9-foot photographer to get in and only take pictures of no big tall ass. A 9-foot photographer.
You know, let's go over here and check in with Jay Dirty,
see what he got to say on the topic tonight. We got you now, Jay Dirty. We didn't have you before.
Yeah. Nah, my bad, brother. I had some folk come up to me real quick. My bad, man.
Okay, it's all good. Right. Live show for real. So, all right, so you know what we're talking about, bro.
Nah, what the question was again?
Okay, good. Knock it down, Sal, y'all.
The question was, what about the opposite sex, or what about a woman that is that's sexy to you? You know, that's something that just really, really turns you on. It could, you know, it could be a smell. It could be something that you like for them to wear. It could be something that's just naturally on the body, like I said, the hair that may be up under your navel. You know, that type shit.
Yeah, because okay. John said as long as Quasimodo got on some good cologne and a tattoo going across his back, it's going down. But, you know, we all got our preferences.
Oh, I am fucking lost. Shut up. All
right, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Man. You know, I like to say this every damn time before I answer a question. Y'all dealing with a real fucked up individual right now. So my answers, you know what I mean, these for me. These ain't for y'all. So what I would say, what turns me on the most about a woman, man, well, really, to be honest with you, though, bro, is just the fact if they can leave me the fuck alone, man. Like, I got a lot of issues.
Bro,
I got a lot of damn, and that's the same for these damn dudes, too. I just wish, you know me, like, people just don't, you know, just leave me be. But, you know, I'll give y'all something to fish with, though, you heard me? I'm going to give y'all a little something to entertain the folks and shit. I know how the business is, you know what I mean? So, If a fucking female got low miles, man, in the damn pussy that's just wetter than the Pacific Ocean, I fuck with her, man. She ain't got no smell. That turns me on. If I pull your damn pants down and I don't smell nothing, oh, Lord. I'm finna dive off on you like I'm scuba diving for gold. You heard me? Yeah.
Oh, Jay Dirty, boy. He put you in the mix every time. Every time, you feel me?
Deep diving.
Every time. That's what it is.
Man going deep sea diving right there.
Oh.
What's up?
But, I mean, what is it that might be initially that might turn you on about a woman? You know what I mean? Like maybe a butt. You know what I mean? It could be a hairstyle. You dig? Like she style, y'all said, because she can have long hair. Like me, I used to like girls who had hair shaved in the back.
That. I'll answer that, brother. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, though, now, you know, but when I was younger, though, bro, you know, damn, a fat mm-hmm. ass always turned me on, dog. But, you know, then I peeped game and learned that everything that's shine ain't gold, you heard me? So I don't really give a damn about all that. You know, like, it really fuck with me, though, bro. Like, you got to be me, basically, with an ass and titty. That's just how I feel, though. Like, the fuck with me, though. That's the only damn thing going to turn me on is if a female on the same shit I'm on. And that's just hard to find now because I'm a real fucked up individual, so I got no problem living how I do. But If you got a fat ass, a pussy with no smell, and you think like I do, I'll marry you. I promise I will. I'll throw a ring on it quick.
Right. Okay. Okay. Because that makes a little more sense, bro, that you say it's ass and titties. Because your other answer made it sound like you just walk up to a chick at the grocery store and just pull her pants down. How many miles you got on this, huh? Let me smell it.
Never there, man. I don't be following no female, dog. Never that shit.
Right.
Well,
we get, you, did you tap out again, Stallion? Look, she over there trying to eat some food. Her cheek keep pushing the mute button or something. Or she don't fucking start watching Empire. It is what it is. Hey, I'm going to slap another song on. We're going to see if we can get Stallion back. Sticking with us, y'all. Wet, Wet Wednesday. We got some sexy talk still to talk about.
dressed up for the club. Waiting on Nick to come pick you up. Baby, ooh, when I saw you walking out the door, ooh, I just knew you needed something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib. Finna give you something that you won't forget. Baby, ooh, I just wanna get you out the clothes. Ooh, I just wanna see you dancing so social. We can take our time, baby, in slow motion. We can take our time. Just for a second. Then I'ma slow it back down and keep it steady.
Don't forget you can listen to our 24-hour stream at monstrousradio.com. You can connect with any of the co-hosts, me, Ms. Stallion Baltimore, or Fly Geyser. All you got to do is go to monstrousradio.com, go to show link, and you can definitely connect with us. Hook up with us on Facebook, whatever. Just send an invite. So, all right. Do I still got you over there, Stallion?
I am here. Lost in shit, but I'm here. I come back and you're playing my favorite song, and I'm like, oh my god, people are looking in the car like, this bitch is jamming. Yeah, nigga, Monstrous Radio. that song right there, he did it when he did that song.
Right, I really like that.
It's a very,
okay,
very sexy,
okay,
sexy song.
Right. Yeah, you'll act a whole different way once you start listening to Monstrous Radio. I'm just saying. People look out there in the other car. They're like, what the hell? Your neighbor's going to be looking through your front window. Like, what's going on in there? Like, shit, Monstrous Radio's on. Shit, you better tune in or shut the fuck up. I'm just saying.
Right on.
Hello. But we gonna go over here and check in with Jay Dirty and our good friend, you dig, the photographer over here. See what else they might want to talk about on Wait Wednesday. Because I know a lot of people that normally tune in, y'all motherfuckers ain't tuning in because y'all trying to watch that goddamn 2-hour Empire.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go try to watch it too before I got to pack up and DJ at the hat trick tonight. You dig?
I know I'm going to be able to.
And then we can go ahead and get up out of here. Anything else you want to put out there, Jay Dirty, or Wet, Wet Wednesday?
Jay Dirty, what's
the sneaker? Okay, well, I don't got him right now.
All right. Got his face.
What's the photographer's name again?
Princess. Princess.
We got you, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm still tuning in.
Okay,
the song
there we
go. Like playing, man, is off the chizang.
You know, I try.
I'm enjoying these song selections.
Cool. That's what it do.
Doing a good job,
that's what it do. All
yeah,
right. All right.
Over there
all right. All right. All right.
Engineer. Ah, so that's what's up, everybody. You have tuned in to Wet Wet Wednesday on Monsters Motherfucking Radio.
Shit,
we got
man.
A lot covered. I know. Can you please? I just need a whatever happened to my CD that I was supposed to receive in the mail, E-Monster? Remember? Do you remember?
The call made it so bad. It was supposed to be over the internet, so that's even shorter than the other email. But see, you want to call people out. What happened to your bio that's supposed to be up on monstersradio.com?
I sent that to you. I sent it to you, Monsters Boss. It is your call, baby. It's not. Yes, a long time ago.
Okay, I'm
gonna
look it up.
I sent that to you while you were missing. Remember when you was missing for a whole week?
Oh, okay.
And we put it,
yeah,
we
okay.
Put out,
you're going to send
it to
me while I'm on vacation. Bruh, I'm telling you. It sucks when you work with a woman that's calling you. I'm just saying. Hello. She be trying to debo me and shit. I already shot off both her pinky toes. It don't give a damn. It don't slow her down. None.
I'm trying to get ready for that we need to have coming up, and get ready for some photo shoots. We gotta get your ass to Dallas, Texas, so we can get this monstrous photo shoot going.
Oh, huh? Yeah, we need to get on that ASAP.
We got some freaking ideas, and our printers got some hell of ideas. I think all these great minds together. You know what I'm saying? I love to look beautiful, and I love for everybody in the world to see me.
Right. Matter of fact, speaking of, we need to make things happen. You can get sponsorship right here on Monsters Radio. Help sponsor the show. You know, artists, they got a birthday, an anniversary, anything. Coming up, you dig? Get them some sponsorship. We got sponsorship around here. We'll hook people up. And just so you know, people, when I go to places, when Stallion Baltimore goes to places, we pass out your flyers. That's right. We pass
right
out the information on you. We tell people about you, so on and so forth. So, hey, hit us up, monstersradio@gmail.com. Get some sponsorship and help build your brand up. I'm just saying. Hello.
All right, now.
All right.
I heard that.
All right, I guess we'll do some... Yes. My bad. Go ahead, Mom. All righty then. Awkward. I guess we'll go ahead and do some. Huh?
Hey, tell me, this is what you said. Say nope to dope. Tell me that. Huh? Say nope to dope. Because you can't get that shit right. You're going to get fired around this motherfucker. Fucking, you know, over here drinking too much water. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. I don't know
what that
means. Do-loo. So, all right, we're going to do some shout-outs. Can you go ahead and get up out of here? Hey, bro, you got some shout-outs?
Prentice? Mr. Photographer?
Yeah, I'm here. I just want to give a shout out to my man, you, E-Monster, man, and my girl, Stallion Baltimore. Future Photography is always on deck with you whenever you need me. Just hit me up. You know the number.
Right on.
If you can't hit me up on my number, hit me up on Facebook. I'm always on there checking out everything, keeping game. So get at me.
All right. Right on. You want to tell the people your information real quick?
Yeah, if you want to book a reservation and book an appointment to take pictures, hit me up at 214-336-4907. I'm taking all calls and all appointments, you dig?
Right on.
That's what it do. Look, me and Stallion are the same thing, because I was going to say, make sure you join the group, bro, and put up, you know what I mean, some of your pics so that people can see them, you know what I mean, and if they're in the area or they need to fly you out somewhere or something like that, you know what I mean, they can go ahead and connect with you. Make sure you're inside the Monstrous Radio group on Facebook and post some of your work up in there. You did?
Right.
For sure.
Right,
I think we'll be doing that.
That's what it do. That's what it do.
Appreciate that.
It's all about making this network have net wide. That's
what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Say what, brother?
Yes, sir.
You got any shout outs before we get us out of here?
No. I mean, I guess shout out to the radio show that I'm on right now that have been fucking with me. You know, Monsters Radio, other than that, I don't fuck with nobody, so I ain't got no shout outs.
and there is your Jay Dirty Moment.
Dirty Moment.
What about
right.
You, lady of the show?
You know me, shout out Betty. To everybody so I don't miss no motherfucking body. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can go to monstrousradio.com, link up with us, go to show links, whoop de whoop de woo, go from there. If you got some common sense, you can figure that shit out. So. Have a great fucking Wednesday night. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I just wanted to send a shout out to everybody that not only liked the pics and the links, but that also shared them. Big shout out to everybody. There's a lot of people hitting me up on Facebook saying nice music list, da da da. Thank you for all y'all that's actually listening to us and now tuning into Empire, because I know that's what you're going to tune into right now. As soon as we get off the motherfucking air, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow on the air. So, hey, tune in tomorrow. Let us know what you think about tonight's two-hour episode. Ooh, yeah, that is tonight. I pray it is, because if it's tomorrow, I'm going to be pissed off. It's tomorrow. Ain't
what,
that a bitch?
Tonight? What?
See, look, you got me twisted up. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. But Stallion got me doing some old funny shit. It is what it is. Enjoy your night. Remember, if you come out and see me at the hat trick, for real, if you come out and see me at the hat trick, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business, but I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. I'm just saying. Have a good
right
night,
on.
Y'all.
Hey. That's what's up.
This is your girl, Amora, and you are rocking with E-Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.